researchers were put back on track, and that track went right through Java Man. Beginning in the 1920s, and increasingly during the last half of the 20th century, fossil evidence for human evolution captured the popular imagination. At first, these fossils came from exactly where Darwin expected they'd come from, Africa. Indeed, the very first, because more research was available there, because more people were there researching, the first fossils came from South Africa. In 1925, Raymond Dart identified fossil remains of an early human ancestor that he named Australopithecus africanus. This was much older and smaller brain than Java Man. Looked like it was in the progress in the chain before Java Man. But it walked upright and had human-like teeth. In 1936, Dart's disciple, Robert Broom, found more fossils of this same basic type, but apparently of a later variety, which he gave the species name Robustus. These finds fit a pattern typically associated with Lamarckianism of a linear development from these early species found by Dart and Broom, then up through Java Man on up toward humans. At this time, most paleontologists were Lamarckians, and this fit the pattern they would expect. Beginning in 1929, more fossils like those from Java were found in China, and this entire group was reclassified as Homo erectus, an early human type. This is the name we still know Java Man by, Homo erectus, coming later than the finds, later than the types found by Dart and Broom. So we're getting this development, and it appeared now that animals, that humans or hominids did start in Africa and spread out. And by the time they got to Java and to China, they had evolved to a further species, a fully human species, but still not Homo sapiens, Homo erectus. Beginning in the 1950s, after World War II, this effort really began to get going with some finds in East Africa, as opposed to South Africa, which has ever since become the primary source of early hominid fossils. The Leakey family and Donald Johansson, leading well-funded research teams, quite different than this fate suffered by Dubois, uncovered fossils of various overlapping Australopithecus species, some older and some younger than the ones found in South Africa. In 1961, Mary Leakey found evidence of an older species of humans, Homo habilis. This species of humans lived among later types of Australopithecus in East Africa up to 1.8 million years ago. Homo habilis used tools and had an almost human-sized brain. What's appearing from all these, I use all these names and describe all these different types of fossils, what's appearing, notice, is overlapping types, different species, different genuses even, overlapping in time and branching out. No longer the linear development predicted by Lamarckianism, no, the branching development predicted by Darwinian natural selection. During the 1990s, paleontologists have found even more types of hominid fossils, some of them attributed to yet different genuses. Some of them appear to be much older, up to 6 million years old. These fossils appear to be of species with even a smaller brain size, yet they still walked upright. Well, the evolutionary tree for humans is now as complete as for any other type of animals, and it fits a Darwinian pattern of upright posture coming first, presumably because it had survival value in a changing environment, and then bigger brains and tool use. New finds of hominoid fossils still generate front page news around the world. As Dubois predicted, these fossils now serve as the best evidence for evolution.